You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios for hour number three. The local, the state, the national man. We cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Boomer, this show has flown by, man.
I mean so fast.
I'm just starting
probably
the second.
Probably because I was huffing and puffing for a while. So
well, the apple fritter got me all fired up. So I I'm on a fritter high right now.
Fritter high.
Phil's over here like I got a sugar drunk going on. Just eating a fritter midday. That's all right. That's good news. All right. Hey, listen, we're only on number two of the triple dipper, believe it or not.
Number two.
Do you think I can get all the way to three? I don't know.
I don't know. We always have a fun time with adventures in woke world.
I mean, the stuff that I've got stacked up for number three over here is pretty significant.
That's a big chunk
over
there.
It's a pile of paper.
You got one of them that's really thick, too.
I mean, we had like 60 pages of articles today that I had to run through to. Anyway, all that
just
to say, just a bunch of stuff. But, hey, you know, every once in a while when I'm resourcing the show, I am literally like finding just scads, oodles, a plethora, a vast cornucopia, if you will, a veritable buffet of wokeness. Every once in a while, I got to pull them all together and do what I call Adventures in Woke World. Hit it, bud.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right, Adventures in Woke World. Things that will make you roll your eyes, make you throw something at the radio, or make you laugh out loud, or just make you mad sometimes. It just they run the gamut. So let me go to that story real quickly. I'll jump ahead real quick and do this. You heard me talking earlier, if you were listening to Amy Beth Shaver. Former Miss Alabama, very conservative, somewhat of a conservative activist or a speaker. She wrote a piece about the American Girl doll. Well, how benign should that be? Like the American Girl doll, when my daughter was young, was just basically a money pit. It was like, oh God, don't tell her it's an American Girl doll at that mall. No. Next thing you know, we got to buy something. But they would set it up for like historical clothing and wholesome values, and these dolls were very lifelike, and you know, and it was a thing. And a lot of times they came with a book, and the book was like a guide to special things you should know growing up, young lady. The guide has gone totally opposite of where it should be now. RedState.com has an article dated Friday, December 10th. Iconic doll company tells children they may need to take puberty blockers. This is your American Girl doll. Says another business jumps into the ring regarding gender. For those unfamiliar with American Girl, the company was founded in 1986 and originally sold 18-inch dolls exemplifying different historical eras through the mail. In 1998, Mattel purchased the line for $700 million. Subsequently, stores sprouted up in selected locations around the world. The upscale dolls now represent more diverse backgrounds and time periods. But a special book released by the brand is now making headlines for its advice to girls aspiring to be smart, quote-unquote. A 96-page A Smart Girl's Guide Body Image, body image, doesn't just school youngsters on their bodies, it informs them of their interventional options. Good gosh. So listen to this. Here's a quote from the book. You ready? Quote, from the American Girl doll book. The way you show your gender to the world through clothes and behaviors is your gender expression. Your gender expression can be feminine, masculine, or somewhere in between, and it might change. Maybe you'll experiment with bright dresses and long feminine hairstyles, or you might try baggy shorts, plaid shorts, and a buzzed haircut. Your gender expression should make you feel at home in your body. It goes on to say things like, if you haven't gone through puberty yet, the doctor might offer you medicine to delay your body's changes, giving you more time to think about your gender identity. How about that? It goes on and on from there, even to the point that it says, and Amy Beth pointed this out, on page 95, if you don't have an adult you trust, there are organizations across the country that can help you. Turn to the resources on page 95, at which point they direct you to, like, gender-affirming care options. As a child, This is for little girls. Well, in this case, I guess they think it's for little boys too. But the reality is this. That's for children. And first of all, parents, we've gotten to the point now where you have to check out everything you buy for your kids. You just do. There's no holds barred anymore. They don't care. And there are options out there that are nothing like that. I mean, there's good things out there that are wholesome, traditional, that are edifying, that encourage kids to be, you know, basically the most excellent version of themselves, as opposed to the false version of themselves that the woke corporations want to portray. That's just, to me, that's just maddening. Maddening. All right. Next story before I throw something at Boomer. It's not your fault, Boomer. You're just on the way.
I'm just in the way.
You're just on the way. Here's one. You ready? Fox News has this story, December 11th. That'd be Saturday. Oh, it'd be Sunday. Pennsylvania school board member refuses to vote for a cis white male for president. It sends the wrong message. What kills me is when they say these things out loud, Boom. I mean, they literally, it's like the inside words are now the outside words. They have no filter anymore.
No filter.
None. And like, this is on the record. This is a school board member.
Wow.
Stating why she's casting her vote. Can you say lawsuit?
Yes. Lawsuit. I mean, it's just funny. I was about to say, do they not think about it before they write it? And I guess, I mean, obviously they do. They don't care anymore.
Well, a Willow Grove, Pennsylvania school board member said she would not vote for the only white cis male. That's her quote. The only cis white male on the board to serve as president, despite prefacing the comment that he would make an excellent president. He would do a really good job, but he's a cis white male, so I can't. What does that even mean? He's a cis white male. Upper Moreland School District, located in the northern suburbs of Philadelphia, held its most recent school board meeting on December the 6th. Two names were considered for the top leadership position, April Steinbach and Greg D'Elia. I believe that Mr. D'Elia would make an excellent president. However, I feel that electing the only cis white male on the board as president of the district sends the wrong message to our community, a message that is contrary to what we as a... How about this? You want somebody that's an educator. You want somebody that's going to do a quality job. So this is the same kind of theorem that gets us some of the most ridiculous hirings we're seeing in the Biden administration. Well, we have to hire based upon their intersectionalities. What's the next glass ceiling? Have we broken all the glass ceilings? We haven't. What do we need now? And just pick one. We need somebody who identifies as a dolphin. I don't know. What? I don't know where that came from. Anyway, all that to say, woke world, it keeps on getting better. Man. Here's one for you. Let's change gears. Green New Deal. Oh, Lord God. National Review has an article. California has found a way to make gasoline even more expensive.
Oh, great.
Oh, my gosh. The most expensive gasoline in the nation, by the way, is in California. And yet, they're determined to prove to the world that the reason why the prices are high is because of those tyrants at the oil and gas companies. Big oil. Big oil is making too much money. Big oil is paying your penalties for daring to send oil and gas into your state because the demands of your industries and your citizens require it. Story from National Review, dated yesterday. Governor Gavin Newsom delivered an early Christmas present this week to Californians that were affected by high gasoline prices, a special session of the state legislature designed to punish oil and gas companies for recent gasoline price spikes. They didn't spike the gas.
He's just wanting to let people know, hey, I'm taking care of this.
I'm for you.
I got your back.
I'm for you. The legislators, many of whom were just elected last month and sworn in just minutes before the special session, oh God, listened while speakers denounced oil refiners as greedy, dishonest, and predatorial. They promised, the legislators did, to convene again in January to consider a proposal drafted by the governor and the state's dean of green, the Bay Area State Senator Nancy Skinner from Berkeley, oh boy, with a price gouging penalty on excessive profits. So who decides... Okay, here's the bottom line. If a company is profitable, it's required to be profitable by law. The companies that have shareholders have a fiduciary obligation to their shareholders. They are required to do what they can to create profit on behalf of their investors, their shareholders. Now California sees that as some kind of, evil being traipsed upon the world. And so they're going to literally try to have a special session of the legislature to come up with a means by which they can penalize oil and gas companies for making a profit. So what we're saying here is oil and gas companies all need to be declared 501c3s, nonprofit corporations working in California in order to be able to avoid some of these penalties, I guess. Good gosh. All right, it gets better from there. Wait, we're going to take a break right now, but when we get back, have you heard about, Boomer, did you hear about the transgender hockey game?
The transgender hockey game. Actually, you know what? I think I did.
Sponsored by the NHL.
I think I did.
This was a legit thing.
Ooh, y'all are going to get...
Did you hear what happened when the trans dude, he thinks he's a woman, knocked out the female player? It weren't good. We'll talk about it when we get back. We're at Adventures in Woke World. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, I got to tell you, folks, listen, if you haven't already checked it out, I always want to encourage you. The menu at Just Love Coffee Cafe is part of the experience. I mean, do they have great coffee? Yes. Yes, they do. It's Just Love Coffee Cafe. I mean, you can get what Charlene calls the treat coffees, the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes, which are just amazingly well done. They also have the award-winning dry roast coffees. They can grind the beans fresh, make you a cup of steaming black coffee. Go take a break during the day. Get you some breakfast on the way in the morning. But they've got a menu for breakfast, lunch. I mean, just go check it out. Like the Womelet. I still love the Womelet. The Womelet is a massive omelet filled with all kinds of stuff, including tater tots that they cook in a waffle iron, hence the W, Womelet. They've got salads, wraps, sandwiches. They've also got an amazing environment designed for you just to hang out if you want to, use their Wi-Fi, read a book, meet with friends, take a break. All said and done, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. And I wish you'd tell them when you get there that you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Speaking of which, Brian from Huntsville, on the text line, Brian from Huntsville sent in his version of John from Huntsville had his version of the 12 Days of Christmas right side style. We have the right side style of, and I've got the name of this carol, this Christmas carol. But Brian from Huntsville, God rest ye merry womlet men. Let no morsels go astray. Remember the inflation upon our eggs today. Save us all from inflation's power when we voted the wrong way. Oh, tidings of bellies full of joy, full of joy.
That's good.
What do you do? I mean, with listeners like that, what do? Yeah. We just give the microphone to them, and that's just amazing. Allison from Madison, by the way, with regards to what we're doing right now with Adventures in Woke World, she says, Woke World, the gift that keeps on giving. I just send her back the big thumbs up. We got lots of stuff going on the text line. You want to text in 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Hey, just a reminder, tomorrow, I believe at 3 p.m., Senator Tommy Tuberville will be on the show with us. So, yeah, you're going to want to stay tuned. I think we're going to be talking with him especially about what's happening with the defense budget, the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. They have in the House worked to pull out the vaccine mandate. I'm curious to see whether he thinks in the Senate they can keep that up. But, yeah. Senator Tommy Tuberville on tomorrow, and then Congressman Barry Moore will be on with us on Thursday. So we got some good stuff lined up for you for the week. All right, Adventures in Woke World. I'm still on it. So, okay, I start off by taking the first line of the story and recognizing this is a legit question, all right? A legit question. At what point are we going to see a male individual wind up killing a female in a sporting event because we're too scared to say transgenders shouldn't be competing against women? Because you're still a dude, all right? I don't care if you think you're not, you're still a dude. And you still have all the muscles and the size of a dude. And so when you go out there and say, but I'm really a woman, but you're a dude, it doesn't mean you have less impact on the females you're competing against. Now, you know, the swimming competition thing, at the very least, it's a low impact sport, right? But what happens when you start seeing them in what we would call full contact sports? Like, I have heard tell of, like, wrestling and the mixed martial arts, and that's a recipe for disaster. But we've already seen it now in hockey. So I asked Boomer, had you heard about this NHL sponsored event? They called it trans hockey.
I actually read about it this morning, and I was just had to keep reading because I was like, are you, is this for real?
Apparently, it's for real.
Wow.
Story on Red State came out Saturday. RedState.com. NHL-supported trans hockey game results in a traumatic head injury to a female player. He starts off by saying what I said a moment ago. If this episode of a female is inevitably going to be killed by a male in a female sporting event, .. Well, who saw this coming? He says everyone on the planet who not only thinks that males playing against females in sports is grossly unfair, but also thinks it's inevitable that someone's going to get traumatically injured or worse. So apparently the NHL, it says, was proud to support this past weekend's Team Trans Draft Tournament in Middleton, Wisconsin. It was the first tournament, ice hockey, comprised entirely of transgender and non-binary players with around 80 folks participating. Woohoo! The so-called trans tournament, sponsored by the NHL, featured a Team Black versus Team Pink game that included the Boston-based Team Trans organization, which identifies itself as New England's first LGBTQ+ hockey club, because it's important that you have the LGBTQ+ hockey club, I guess. Yeah. Says, sure enough, a video first posted by an organization called Quillet shows player number 90 on Team Pink, described as a bisexual trans woman, which means a dude, shoving number 91 on Team Black, who was described as a female to male, meaning a woman. So the dude shoved a woman on the ice so hard that it sent her into the boards and she wound up with a concussion. It says it literally took 17 minutes to have her cared for and on a stretcher and taken off the ice. The size imbalance between the two skaters, it says, was so great that the Team Black player ended up being propelled headfirst into the boards with enough force to deliver a concussion. So how long before someone gets killed doing this? Oh, by the way, Team Pink, with all of the biological male players that were head and shoulders above the rest of the teams, they won 7-1. They even had a team meeting to talk about quitting the game because they were winning so dramatically. Oh. All right, more of that. I got more Woke World. I ain't done. We're going to keep it moving. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back. Hey, all you Right Side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys, folks, too, one of our sponsors, Riley and Jackson Law Firm, they wanted me to tell y'all a couple of things. First of all, I will tell you this, too, about Riley and Jackson. They are friends of mine. I know them personally. They're a major law firm out of Birmingham that practices all over the state. And I would sort of put it this way. They are not just good on the law. They're good on politics, too, if you know what I'm saying. But Riley and Jackson wanted me to let you know that aside from the Camp Lejeune water contamination stuff that they've been working on, and they have several Right Side clients now, but they are also working on a situation that you may be, you know, touched by as well. If you were ever a firefighter, or someone in your family was, or you were in the military using firefighting foam, then you may well have been exposed to carcinogenic chemicals in a firefighting foam that would qualify you for relief. And I'm just saying, if you've ever been in that position as a firefighter or in the military using firefighting foam, you might want to give the folks at Riley and Jackson a call. They are working on these cases and the Camp Lejeune water contamination, which has been known to cause like up to 19 different major illnesses, which has been confirmed. So just check it out. And if you want to, you can call. You'll get a real person on the phone. They will not charge you for the phone call, and they will only get paid if they find a recovery for you. And the number is this. You ready? Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. That's Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. And do me a favor. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, because I love it when they say, "Hey, Phil, more of your folks called." All right. Hey, before we go any further, you got a special listener going on right now.
I do. My Grams, my grandmother, I call her Grams, is probably watching on YouTube right now.
I love
Grams.
So I just
wanted to give her a shout out and tell her I love her. I love you, Grams. I'm thinking about you. So
well, at least
awesome.
Bring the camera up so she can see you smiling at her, too.
I got it. It's just a little
bit. Oh, there you are. Okay, we're back. Yeah, I got it. Well, good. Man, I love your Grams. She's awesome.
Great.
She was very supportive of me when I was overseas back in the day, and that meant the world. So
that's so cool.
Love your Grams. All right. Hey, Boomer, I think we've had enough of a delay that we need to probably play the sound effect for Adventures in Woke World again.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right. There we go. Adventures in Woke World. I got a few more stories here to wrap this one up. Listen, I'm just going to tell you. Apparently, it pays to live in California, pun intended. Daily Wire has a story. Did you know, by the way, that in California, they're giving away free money as long as you fit somewhere in the woke intersectionalities? So, story on the Daily Wire, dated December 10th, which would be, again, Saturday. A program that grants monthly payments to black pregnant people. Notice how they didn't say women. They said pregnant people. A program that grants monthly payments to black pregnant people will soon expand across the state of California. When they say it expands, that means it's already going on. Okay, now I focused on this once before on the show because there's already been a program in San Francisco that gives out $1,200 monthly checks as long as you are a transgender homeless person. That's a fairly niche community right there. Like, let's go ahead and narrow this one down. Although maybe it's not that narrow in San Francisco. I don't know. But San Francisco already does $1,200 a month as a pilot program for 18 months to 55 transgender residents in an effort to fight poverty in our most impacted communities. Okay. As if that wasn't enough, liberal mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, announced the Abundant Birth Project. Abundant Birth Project has proven to be successful. So the San Francisco Department of Public Health partnered with a group called Expecting Justice, which is I'm sure a liberal, you know, organization, a program from the University of California, San Francisco, last summer to provide pregnant people with $1,000 a month for one full year in the hopes of reducing purported racial health disparities. You have to be black, and you have to be a pregnant people. If it wasn't so sad, it'd be funny.
Right.
I mean, I look at this and go, what? And they're elected officials coming up with this stuff.
Okay. Don't they just think that all the other pregnant women will, are like, what are they?
No.
What are they, I mean,
no.
What's wrong?
Because you have to have more, you have to more, have to check more boxes.
Oh. See, that, right.
That, don't come at me, you white cisgender male. Do some more push-ups.
Oh, I got to do some more. I got to straighten my arms this time, Allie. I know.
The program, which aided as many as 150 residents of San Francisco, will expand next year to Alameda County, Contra Costa, Los Angeles, and Riverside counties, where recipients can expect monthly stipends between $600 and $1,000 for being a black pregnant people. Oh, my gosh. Expanding the program through a $5 million grant from the California Department of Social Services. You know what that is? That's tax dollars, bud. That's tax dollars. That's government money to fund a program that provides guaranteed income for doing nothing except being black and pregnant. That's it. That's all you got to do. Black and pregnant, free money. That's outrageous. Anyway, it says, for so long, black women have been excluded from the resources needed to have safe and healthy pregnancies, said the University of California, San Francisco visiting professor. I can't do it anymore. I'm done with that article. That one... I started off thinking I was going to mock that one. It just made me mad. Just it just set in as a mad.
Just get it. Yeah, just mad.
I mean, at some point, okay. How about this one from the New York Post? This is the soccer player story you and I were talking about offline.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Here you go. This is where which one of the redneck tour comedians would say, here's your sign. That was that Bill or was that anyway, Bill Engvall. It was, yeah, I think it was. Yep. Here's your sign. All right. New York Post, December 11th. That'd be yesterday. Ex-Virginia Tech soccer player allegedly was benched for refusing to kneel, allowed to go ahead and proceed with a lawsuit. So here's the deal. A judge recently ruled that a former Virginia Tech women's soccer player can continue with a lawsuit against her former coach after she was allegedly benched and pressured to leave the team for declining to kneel during a pregame social justice demonstration. The coach was telling the players, this is Phil talking now, the coach was telling the players, we're going to do a social justice manifesto. We're going to read something out and as a we're all going to take a knee and you will do it. All right, so Kirsten Henning, who was a midfielder defender for the Hokies from 2018 to 2020, has now sued Coach Charles Chugger Adair in 2021 on First Amendment grounds. Henning alleged that Adair was not a fan of her political views and that she often differed from her teammates on social justice during the height of the Black Lives Matter movement riots. Henning declined to kneel during a reading of a, quote, unity statement before a game against University of Virginia on September 12th of 2020. And she said that her coach, Adair, verbally attacked her at halftime, calling her some names that I won't repeat, while jabbing a finger in her face. The coach continued to berate Henning until he benched her and ultimately made things so intolerable she felt compelled to quit the team. She had been a major on-field contributor for 2 years prior to that. Hmm. And so then she was basically run off by a coach who was demanding that his players not play soccer, which is why they're there. You were a college athlete.
Yeah, like, one, I applaud Henning for doing this because, I mean, as an athlete, your coach, the person that you're supposed to be looking up to is demeaning you for something that you believe in and then doing all this. I mean, that's ridiculous. And
you played college baseball, right?
Yeah. Well, almost. I blew up my knee right before I did.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, you were a ball player.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a coach try to make you do something social like that that was not something that you felt like you could do?
No, I did not.
It wasn't their role.
That is not their role. Their role is to get me ready for the game and coach me up.
That's right. Yeah. Well.
Wow.
Good honor. But woke world continues, y'all. Woke world continues. I tell you what, last one I've got in the woke world segment. Have y'all seen, and Boomer, I know you've seen it, this guy Sam Brenton, who was a nuclear waste disposal, top secret security clearance, government official, wearing high heels and bright red lipstick with his bald head, while he also taught kink and fetish classes. I mean, this guy is... He says something else.
That was the check box right there.
Oh yeah, I mean, wow. Here's a glass ceiling for you. A transgender, gender fluid BDSM bondage expert. Wow. There's a resume builder for you. But he has now been accused. He stole luggage. We found out he stole some very expensive luggage. I think it was Gucci luggage, and women's clothing at an airport. Like, he went up to the carousel, he stole a lady's bag. Surveillance cameras show him taking her name tag off of the bag and wheeling it away. He kept the clothes so he could wear them. He wanted her expensive bag, apparently. This is a government official with a top secret security clearance. And by the way, I have had a high-level clearance working in the bowels of the Pentagon, and I can just tell you, there are things that they won't give you a clearance for, or they will call you in on if they feel like you have placed yourself in a position of being compromised or easily compromised. This guy was compromised before he got the clearance. You could just take one look at his social media and go, no, old boy does not deserve a clearance. Well, he's now come up on charges on a second luggage theft. So the first one was worth over $2,000. According to a new warrant, he has stolen another one that ranges somewhere between $1,200 and $5,000 worth of items he stole while at the Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. They caught him on surveillance camera again. And at first, they weren't sure who they had until the old allegations that we had first came out, and it was very obvious on the news. They went back and reopened the file and said, yep, that's our dude. So now we have him being charged on two felony counts on two separate occasions, stealing luggage while traveling, probably on the government dime, as a freak show with a top secret security clearance. Sam Brenton, here's the quote, is on leave from the Department of Energy, and Dr. Kim Petrie is performing the duties of Deputy Assistant Secretary of Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition, a spokesperson told Fox News. The GOP has called for his resignation. There is no report of anything from the Biden administration on their intersectionality, glass ceiling, busting, top secret security clearance, carrying freak show. All right, Boomer. I ran that one all the way to the ground, man. Let's go ahead and take the break right now. We'll come right back and wrap up the day. It looks like a double dipper day,
yeah,
my brother.
Double dipper day. I mean,
but it was
all
a double dipper day with a fritter.
It wasn't some push-ups.
All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Well, listen, folks, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, if you're not familiar, they've been with this show since the very beginning. ZLA Solutions is like one of the best around, in my opinion, at getting jobs and people together. All right, so if you're looking for a job, ZLA Solutions at their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama. You got to check them out. But if you're also an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, like you need maybe just onesies and twosies, you know, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. Or maybe you need a whole shift of people. They can do that. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, all of it. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Do check them out. These are friends of mine. I know them personally. I was with them just the other day, and they are having an amazing year. I mean, this has really been one of their biggest years ever in the history of the company. But yeah, check them out, and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. What you laughing at over there, Ben?
Oh, I was just looking at the text thread. Everybody's so creative. We got one from John from Huntsville. He's like, oh, talking about the transgender thing. I predict that pretty soon wokeism is going to transform Alabama's mascot to Big Al to Big Alley. I
don't let it happen.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, in no telling. Jim from Huntsville asked about that last segment where he says money for black women only seems like discrimination to me. I thought there was constitutional amendments. Yeah, you would think so. But you know what, though? Liberals can do what they want to do, apparently. Yeah, Jim, thanks for the text.
What if you identified as if you were a pregnant woman. And I was like,
well, that's why
not.
They said pregnant people.
Yeah.
I mean, I like, guarantee
I'm
you.
I'm pregnant and I'm black.
By the way, you're not pregnant.
Oh, I'm not.
And
I'm
just so you know, you're not black either.
I was just saying, what if they identify
my white cisgender brother? By the way, wearing that Oregon Ducks shirt today. I thought you're wearing the Bama hat and the Oregon Ducks shirt. There's going to be some kind of toxic reaction over here in a minute.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. My you know, part of my family is from Oregon. My grandmother, my Grams, who I call Grams, who she's watching. She and my father instilled love for the Oregon Ducks. And I have it on right now. I'm showing
it on the camera. Have I told you my Baghdad, Oregon story?
Oh, please do. I love anything Baghdad or Oregon, so please tell me. Your stories are amazing.
All right, so here's the bottom line. So in 2004, when the war in Iraq was still fairly fresh, I was attached to an infantry battalion in central Baghdad. The whole area, like when you saw the Saddam statue being torn down, that was my area, right smack in the middle of central Baghdad.
Wow.
We had some of the worst areas in the entire AO. And anyway, so stuff was happening all the time. Well, at some point, the folks that I was with, the guys that I was with from 1st Armored Division rotated out, and the guys that rotated in that I wound up getting attached to was an infantry battalion out of the Oregon National Guard. And these were some of the finest soldiers I have ever worked with. I mean, literally, and they were solid. I mean, they were troops, man. These guys, they got in thick a few times, and they put the wood to the insurgents. But here's the deal. They were all either OSU or Oregon fans, you can imagine.
Because
it's an Oregon National Guard unit, right?
Right.
And these guys, they owned a piece of real estate in central Baghdad. And as we patrolled it, one of the things that we would do sometimes, we would see, you know, like anti-American graffiti, like it would, you know, second language, it would say something like down, down USA or whatever, you know. So if you had a can of black spray paint, we carried some with us usually, and you saw that and you had the opportunity, you covered it up. So we just get out and we'd cover up the anti-coalition graffiti. Except I began noticing a trend.
What was this trend?
So I'm with the 2nd of the 162nd Infantry out of the Oregon National Guard. Their call sign was Volunteers. And we're sitting there one day in a staff meeting before where I was going to roll out the gate. And I was the BC, the battalion commander, for Volunteer 6 was his call sign. And I was Titan 6. And I said, hey, sir. He just finished up. He goes, all right, anything else for the good of the order? And I said, hey, sir. Just a suggestion. I said, when your fellas start covering up that graffiti out there in the street, they might want to quit writing Go Ducks on the walls of Baghdad.
They were writing Go Ducks.
They were writing Go Ducks. I was driving around. Goodness. And you got to know, the insurgents are looking at that going, ducks? What is ducks? What is that?
What are these ducks? What are these ducks?
But yeah, man, the Oregon boys, they were putting their brand up. They were covering up the anti-coalition graffiti and spray painting Go Ducks on the walls of Baghdad. And the commander just looked at me with a look that said, what in God's name? He had to put the word out. Stops.
Of course, Go Ducks.
He was probably an Oregon State fan, so he's probably peeved about that too. But
they'll just start drawing the duck now, you know?
All right, folks, listen, it's been a great show. A boomer, I only got two of my three dippers done.
But there was a lot of information.
It was a ton. And tomorrow, stand by, because we got Senator Tommy Tuberville joining us tomorrow. We'll be talking with him, and I'll probably do a feature on the show, too, about what all's in the National Defense Authorization Act. All you green suiters out there at Redstone Arsenal, over there at Anderson Army Depot, down at Maxwell Air Force Base or Fort Rucker, all you folks that are veterans, you care about what happens with defense spending? Well, there's a lot of stuff in that bill besides just money. So we'll talk about that tomorrow with Senator Tommy Tuberville. All right, folks, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio. Y'all have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. We'll see you then. Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.